Publishing and Journalism. With the iPod, Jobs had transformed the music business. With the iPad and its app store, he began to transform all media, from publishing to journalism to television and movies. Books were an obvious target, since Amazon's Kindle had shown there was an appetite for electronic books. So Apple created an iBook store, which sold electronic books the way the iTunes store sold songs. There was, however, a slight difference in the business model. For the iTunes store, Jobs had insisted that all songs be sold at one inexpensive price, initially 99 cents. Amazon's Jeff Bezos had tried to take a similar approach with ebooks, insisting on selling them for at most $9.99. Jobs came in and offered publishers what he had refused to offer record companies. They could set any price they wanted for their wares in the iBooks store, and Apple would take 30%. Initially, that meant prices were higher than on Amazon. Why would people pay Apple more? That won't be the case, Jobs answered, when Walt Mossberg asked him that question at the iPad launch event. The price will be the same. He was right.